kidding. Good morning, New Hope. How was last week? Did you guys cry? Should I scold Jaywin for making you guys cry? When I previewed that video, I was like, wow, you can make everybody cry. But it was I took the weekend off because it was my wife's birthday. And, you know, yes, thank my wife because she is so wonderful. You know, being in the ministry, you drag your wife everywhere you go. And, you know, she got to step out of her comfort zone. She got to do so many things. And sometimes, you know, when it's her birthday, it gets passed by. And just so happened we had this opportunity so that I could take her away for her birthday. And I know she had a wonderful time. And we appreciate, you know, people like Jaywin and Pastor Aaron and all those who come together to help do church because this is their home church. They chip in and they allow me to go and take care of my family because in reality, my family is my first ministry. Because if my family is messed up, then I couldn't do this. I couldn't stand before you and say things if my family was really out of order and out of whack. So thank you guys for that time. John, Officer Brisky or Lieutenant Brisky did really well. I listened to it. Now, if you ever miss a Sunday, you can go online and check it out and listen to it. And so I got to listen to it, and I was like, wow, they did a really good job. And would you just thank them, all those guys, for stepping up? And, you know, it's so wonderful because I was given the advice when we started this church that for the first 3 years that I should speak every Sunday so that they would understand that I was the senior pastor. And if you ever tried that, you know, to speak every Sunday for 3 years, that is a long time, especially if you're not Portuguese and don't have that gift of talking. I don't have the gift of talking. That's why we don't stay here till 12 o'clock. You know, and I try to keep it short because I don't have that much words. And for me to do that, it was really, really challenging. I think in the first 3 years, I missed like maybe 4 or 5 weeks. And then after that three-year period, then I had people in line to help me with the teaching. And soon as I got that all lined up, two of our assistant pastors got promoted and left to other churches. And I was like, what? And it's like, shoot, another year. So I went to almost like 4 years. And then God, I guess because I let those two guys go, because God, you know, really, he said to me, Scott, they're not yours, they're mine. You know, because when you have really good pastors, you want to keep them. You want to say later, they're mine, don't touch them. But in reality, they're God's. And they went away, and God replaced them with Pastor Aaron, Pastor Dennis, Pastor Courtney, and Jaywin, who's in the process of getting licensed. But if you're here today and you're visiting us, we get to do this once a year. It is our annual membership meeting, and our bylaw states that we do this. But before we go any further, let us begin by praying. So would you bow your heads and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come today as a family, as a Foursquare church, as people who love you. And as we do this, Lord, we do this because, one, we want to be accountable. And, Lord, and two, we want to encourage the people by letting them know what's happening here. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We ask that you fill this place. Lord, we love you, and we want to do what's right. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we started this fellowship 8 years ago, the vision that God had given me was a place where families can come, where people can feel a sense of belonging, where they can meet Jesus, where they'll be loved as families, no matter what their background or what they look like. And a place where it would be a part of the community where people could gather, where we could teach people, we could counsel people, we could love people. a place where children could come and be safe, a place where people could even get dropped off after school. And while we still strive to do that as a part of the community, it's always been the vision that God has given me that New Hope Easter Warrior would be like a hub in the community where people would connect with people and people would connect with God. And although we do not have our own campus yet, we are still praying and expecting that one day, God willing, we will. But until then, we have everything we need right here until God moves us forward. Amen? We have a wonderful playground, a field, a gym, classrooms. The only thing we don't have is air conditioning. That would someday be nice. And, you know, if we close up this building, we could lock everything up. We could leave all of our sound stuff up. That would be nice. But then I think when we do that, we'd lose half of our volunteers because everything would be set up already. And that's what the vision does, the kind of the abbreviated vision that God gave me for this fellowship. We want to be a place where people can come and, you know, receive the word of God that is from the Bible. Amen. In Luke 12, 42 and 43, it says, "And the Lord replied, 'A faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. And if the master returns and finds that servant has done a good job, there will be a reward.'" So here, Peter wondered to whom Jesus was addressing in the previous parable about being prepared for the kingdom's arrival. Maybe Peter was wondering about their disciples' responsibilities. Maybe they did not understand what the kingdom was going to be like. Peter wondered, maybe, what is my role going to be in comparison to the rest of the crowd? So Jesus answered Peter's question with another question that focused on the disciples' attention on what it meant to be put in charge and what their roles would be as leaders. And he told them, they should be like a faithful, sensible servant left in charge by the master. You see, right here at New Hope East Hawaii, we believe in accountability. And we want each and every one of you to be informed about what is going on and what we're doing. We don't want you to be in the dark, because that's a bad place to be. We want you to, if somebody asks you, "So what do you guys do?" "Oh, I don't know. We sing songs and we clap our hands and we drink coffee." I mean, right? That's some of what we do, but that's not the purpose. So from the top, if any of you don't know, we are Foursquare. All right? And that's a denomination. In our Foursquare bylaws, in section 13.5.10, it informs us that we are to have an annual meeting with a minimum of 2 weeks' notice. So we've announced this Sunday, August 21st and 28th. And it says, "The pastor shall call an annual meeting, and the elected officers shall be chosen at this meeting by the majority of the members present. Annual numerical and spiritual and financial reports may also be presented." Okay, so we're going to do all of that. Okay, so in 2015, New Hope East Hawaii, in our church service right here, we had an average attendance of 120 people. Now, if you would bring in the children and all that, would probably be more in the lines of 160 or 170. And hopefully that will be in our report next year because we just changed over reporting systems. In 2015, our total income was $187,081. Of that, our tithable income was 175,364. Okay, so what's the difference, Kim? Our tithable income is the tithes and offerings that you give each Sunday. Because there was other income coming in, like fundraising, special missions offerings, youth events that people donate. Some, if you donate and you specify it to a specific ministry, it's not considered as a tithable income. It goes directly towards a designated ministry. So that's the difference. It was something like 11,567. So if you donate and you put building fund, it's not a tithable income. It goes strictly to the building fund. Okay, so of that $187,000, 2.8% went to missions. Missions includes various missionaries, Foursquare Missions Press, whom we like to give to, because when I believe when we give to Missions Press, Foursquare Missions Press puts printing presses in different countries. They print material for all the missionaries. So when we, I believe when we invest in the Foursquare Missions Press, we help all the missionaries. So the missions report that we get, it's like 50-something pages long, and I would not let you sit through all of that pages. So if you would like, it is on our ICFG website. ICFG is International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. Okay, and I'm just going to give you some brief things. They were overseas, not in the North America, in the continental United States. There were 2,497,410,000 salvations. Wow, you guys can clap to that, you know that. And every fifth week, we do take a missions offering. So if you have given to that, man, you have a part in this salvations. Water baptisms, 563,825. Holy Spirit baptisms, 559,570. Members, 8,690,606 members. 74,537 meeting places. And 92,697 ministers. And all of this in 146 countries. Now, these numbers, like I said, they're outside the United States, and they're supported by churches here that give to support missions. So you guys, like, that, you know, when you can think about what we give to as missions, that's what we're doing. And so of that 187,000, 9.6 went to tithes. Okay, so we pay a tithe to our Foursquare National Church office. And you may be saying, well, 9.61%, that is not a tithe because it's not 10%. Definition of tithe is tenth. Okay, you say, well, why is it 9.61? Well, the 9.61 comes off of our total income. If you take the amount we tithe off of our tithable income, it'll come out like to 10.25%. It will always be a little bit off because we pay our tithe the following month because we're not sure what we're going to get. So when we get your income this month, the first week of next month, we'll pay the tithe for this month because we know what our portion is. So it'll always be a little bit off. Okay, of that 187,000, 36.27 went to personnel expenses, not personal expenses, okay? Personnel expenses, payroll, taxes and salaries, okay? I'm not the only one working here. And medical insurance and all those. Of that 187,000, 9.32% went to facility expenses. That's the things we pay for our rent for here, for our office. Any improvements we do, cleaning materials, insurance. We all know we need to have insurance. And of that, 109.3 2% went. Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. Of that, did where am I? Okay, 23% went to ministry expenses. So, what is a ministry expense? Basically, it's like when we do special events, sports ministry, Mother's Day, Father's Day, food stuff, youth, water baptisms, all that is a ministry. Men's ministry, women's ministry, that's part of the ministry expense. And then the rest went into our savings. 18.7% went into our savings account. See, the vision that I got and the word that God gave me, it says, you know, I might not be the guy to build this wonderful facility or on the property, but we might be the David who gets everything ready for the next generation, because we would hate to have the next generation take over with $1 million debt. I would not want to hand off a church with the great debt. And I don't think anybody wants to receive that. So, at the end of 2015, okay, we had $12,674 in our building fund. We have a little over $1,500 in our scholarship fund. And if anybody at any time wants to donate to the building fund or scholarship fund, you just designate it on your offering and we'll do so. And just over $288,000 in various savings and checking accounts. So you can see the financial health of our church, we are doing quite well. You may say, why do we have all that money in our savings? Well, I don't believe we're burying our talent. I believe we're building it up for the next generation. We have 4 pastors here, including me, and one in the process of getting licensed. And Jay Nguyen is in the process of getting his license. You know, yes, you can give him a hand. He is on staff here. He takes care of all of... Oh! I don't have gas. Oh, okay. Thanks, Doc. Woo! Got me scared. So he takes care of all the life stage ministries. He helps me with the setup and the breakdown. And he does many, many other things here. A lot. Pastor Aaron, wonderful. He helps me with the teaching. He runs the PowerPoint ministry. He helps with the frontline ministries, the worship team. Now, if this is your home and you would like to, you know, be a part of, and contribute. You ever had a family member who just lounges around on the couch and eats and watches TV and does nothing? Well, we don't want you to be like that. We want you to say like, hey, I want to help wash dishes. I want to help greet people. I can help, you know, watch children. If any of you can do PowerPoint, boy, we'd love to have you do PowerPoint. Just see Pastor Aaron. I see a hand back there. Yeah, but I think you live kind of far away. Huh? I think his hand went up, but I think he live in Arizona, you know. You know, he comes from Arizona to come to church. How's that? Man, that's awesome. And then we have Pastor Dennis. Where's Pastor Dennis? Okay, you can stand up. He sings on the worship team as long as Pastor Aaron. He takes care of the men's ministry, so I don't have to. What I do for men's ministry is I make the food. And I do whatever I can to make sure that they succeed. Pastor Courtney, she takes care of our young adults. Where's Pastor Courtney? Oh, she's teaching. So these guys, most, with the exception of Jay, when these pastors are volunteers, okay? So they volunteer their time to help me lead this church. Okay? Our council members, according to our bylaws, we shall have no less than 4, but not more than 8. So these are our council members. Diane Kurhauer, she had served her terms. I mean, we had her on for many years. And she's going to hang out just a little while more until we can find another person to fulfill her place. Amy Brown is in the front row here. She has one more year of her two-year term. Kimo Chow, who was doing the announcements, we are asking that... Wait, no. He has one more year of his two-year terms. John Kui. Where's John Kui? John Kui is back there. He's standing up by the water jug. John is he's a financial planner, and he served 1 year, and we're asking that he be elected for another two-year term. And so they'll be passing out the ballots really soon. And then Frank Castagnetti, he was playing the electric ukulele and singing. He served 1 year, and we're asking for him for another two-year term. So that's what's going on here at our church. I'm going to ask Kimo to pass out the ballots. There's an instruction on there. You can vote for one, or you can vote for all. You can vote for none. That's totally up to you. And then I'm going to ask Jaywin to come up, and he's going to explain a little bit to you on your bulletin about the Four Square Church and some of the things that we believe. So would you welcome our good friend Jaywin? Okay, who stole the mic? Oh, there's the mic. Oh, sorry, bro. You got to use the handheld mic. You cannot use your hands for talk.
So... You know, this is your first time coming. I know this is kind of like weird, yeah, because it's like all this information. But if you're new, or this is you just visiting us, this is a really good opportunity because as you enter one fellowship, it's good to know what you're entering into. And you know, we like to share these things. Not a lot of people share these things because you know they consider it private information. But we as a congregation, as a family, we would like everybody to know what's going on. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about, if you get your handout, this one get printed, everybody get one printed one, okay? So you guys can look inside. If you get your printed handout on the inside, it talks about our general statement of belief. And as you go to any church, whether here or any place else, it's good to know and understand what they believe because you could be walking into something that you have no clue of, yeah? And basically, our general statement of belief is that we believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, that He is God, was God, always was God, always will be God, and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you guys can take the time and read all of these things, okay? And if you guys get any questions, you're welcome to ask any one of us, and we'd be more than happy to inform you on what they mean. But if you go to the bottom part, because you know the word denomination, the thing bring plenty of division, yeah? People get all weirded out and people argue a lot, yeah? But in our denomination, if you read the bottom, and this is why I am Four Square. If you read the bottom, it says this. In the Christian tolerance to all denominations of Christian faith, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, in all things, charity. So our denomination, what we believe is that we're not trying to be right or wrong to people. We're not trying to argue about doctrine on eternal salvation or non, or if you can lose, if you cannot. We don't argue in none of these things. What we believe is the unity in what we believe that is in Jesus Christ. We also believe that we can, at the end of the day, we are to be in unity in that right there. On the non-essentials, we find. You know, in the non-essentials, we're not the argumentative type. And in all things, we do by love. Amen? So, if you guys ever seen the Four Square logo, check, look on the front of your pamphlet. On the front part of your pamphlet, this is our logo, okay? And you might have seen them. You might have seen them in little the corners of bulletins or whatever. But when we was at this conference, right, I never thought of any importance of it. I thought it was a cool logo. It was nice. And, you know, one cross, one cup, one bird, and one crown. And I was like, oh, cool. Cool logo, right? And so we was at this conference, and Pastor Kiha Pimentel, which is, he's one of the guys that takes care of our district, because he knew that I was in the process of getting my license. You know, I like to study the word, so, you know, I like to talk doctrine, right? And so, you know, I'm talking doctrine with him. He goes, well, we're not going to ask those kind of questions. Maybe what you should do is you should learn the colors, why, the colors, the symbols, and our logo. You know, you need to know and understand that. And I was thinking, that's so trivial. Why would we have to know and understand this, right? I mean, I'm like, I want to talk Bible, right? And he's like, you should go and learn this, because this is one of the questions they're going to ask you. And as I got to study this and learn this, I found the real importance of this, because this is the foundation of what we preach. And our founder, Amy Semple McPherson, she had a vision. She had a dream. And this was what she came up with. As far as the cross on top here, this is the death of the Messiah for our sins. The blue in the cup, that is the cup of oil, which we believe that Jesus is the divine healer. And the bird, which is a dove, yeah, it's always represented as the Holy Spirit. And they talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the crown is Jesus as a soon and coming king. The color red is for us to remember the blood of Christ by which we were cleansed from sin and that we were saved. The blue is for divine healing, which if you've seen the old ephods where the priest would use, that's one of the colors, and that's what that represented, was the divine healing. And the yellow is the amber of the fire, which they talk about in Ezekiel, the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. And the purple has always been for Pearl City High School. The purple always represented royalty, yeah? And Jesus, who is our soon and coming King. So, you know, this is the foundation of what we preach and what we teach, yeah? That Jesus Christ is our Savior, yeah? That He shed His blood, that He is the divine healer, that He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit, and that He will return again to be our soon and coming King. And this is the foundation of all of our messages, and this is what we preach, and this is what we teach. So I will bring up Pastor Scott, and he can explain the rest to you. So thank you guys so much for being here, yeah?
Yeah. Would you know why I made him do that, yeah? Because he just went through all of these courses, and it's still fresh in his mind, and he remembers it. So, Kimbo, you passed out the ballots already? Oh, he's picking up. Right on. Good job. All right. So, that's what we do here. We are a Foursquare church. Our website, our national church, our website is icfg.com if you want to check it out. Our church website is newhopeasthawaii.com. You can check that out if you want to. But, you know, we are doing well. And if you read our statements of our general statement of belief, our rules of conduct, our credo statement, and if you agree, and if you say that this is where I belong, this is my home church, there are membership forms. You can sign up. They're on the greeting table. You'll feel free to take them. Look it over. Fill it out. If you want to fill it out today and leave it with me, that's fine. If you want to fill it out and bring it out next week, that's fine. If you don't fill it out, we're not going to kick you out. Okay? We still love you whether you fill that out or not. All right? Because we love you. We love God. We are Foursquare. And we are a family. Amen? I would like to invite the worship team back up. And we will pray. So the rest of us, would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that this morning we got this sharing of account of what you have been doing with this fellowship in the last year. And I pray, Lord, that each one of us will be encouraged and that we would want to be a part of this family, that we would be inviting our family and friends to be a part of this fellowship, that they would grow and that would grow closer to God, and that we would grow closer to each other as a family. And I pray, Lord, that those who would call this place their home, that they would step up and serve, that they would have a sense of ownership, that they belong in this place, and that they would want to serve one another. So, Lord, we thank you that we, this morning, got to be accountable to each one of us and to you. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.